Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Direct action through civil disobedience and sit-ins was the key that Martin Luther King Jr. used to pry open the Jim Crow South. Nowhere did he find that key more useful than Birmingham, Alabama, in the spring of 1963. In the early 1960s, Birmingham was one of the most racially divided cities in the United States. Black citizens faced legal and economic disparities as well as violent retribution when they attempted to bring attention to their problems. A single statistic helps to shed some light on the disparity. Despite making up nearly 40% of the population in 1960, only 10% of the city's black population was allowed to vote. The direct action that King proposed took the form of sit-ins and boycotts to pressure businesses to treat whites and blacks equally. Opposed to these activities was the Commissioner of Public Safety, Eugene, quote, Bowl, unquote, Connor. He was described as a, quote, arch segregationist by Time magazine, and he also apparently believed that the civil rights movement was a communist plot. Under Bowles' command, the Birmingham police force so aggressively persecuted the civil rights boycotters, turning loose fire hoses and fierce attack dogs on them, that they shamed the nation into taking action. As John F. Kennedy noted, the civil rights movement should thank God for Bull Connor. He helped it as much as Abraham Lincoln. Stay tuned for our next Hidden History when we see how Martin Luther King's idea of direct action and civil disobedience was put into action by students in the ex-capital of the Confederacy, Richmond, Virginia. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.